Starbucks in the news. Starbucks is being criticized for asking its employees to discuss race issues with customers. Yes, the baristas are supposed to bring up the issue of race with the customers and discuss it. It's happening, too. Just this morning, a barista asked me if I wanted my coffee African-American or with a splash of Caucasian.
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show, and as you can tell, I'm feeling a wee tad bit under the weather, and my voice is showing that. And I think between producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, and I, we can find a way to make it work anyway, so please bear with me while my voice is not its usual elegant self. But thank you for spending part of your night with me tonight. There have been some things on my mind for a while that I want to get in tonight, and you tell me what you think. I mean, it's possible that I'm crazy. My wife would tell you, and has told me several times, actually, that I am crazy. But it has to do with this particular brand of crazy for me. It has to do with the fact that Barack Obama is, as you may know, it has been talking to the media and saying that ISIS, or ISIL, is a product of, or some could say, the fault of the Bush administration. So, here we go. Last verse, same as the first. It's nothing that's been happening since Barack Obama's been in office. It is just simply bad, bad Leroy Bush, right? Isn't that how the song goes? And I have a few problems with it. I mean, as you may know, Barack Obama is basically trying to tie the presence of ISIS and or ISIL. I'm going to call them ISIS. That's my preferred name for them. It's the same thing with just different translations, okay? ISIS is an evil, evil organization that is moving its way through the Middle East and trying to claim as much land as it can in an interesting adaptation of an old strategy. They are simply going through, not representing any particular state, so therefore there is nothing that you can really attack or bomb. There's no capital city that you can go and bomb because they don't have a capital city. They are the roving hordes, with a D, the roving hordes. They are Genghis Khan, just sort of strolling across the countryside and pillaging as they see fit. They are not an organization. This is ISIS is not an organization that is of any drastic significance globally. And that's it's a little bit like Britain. You know, they have no real power, and yet everybody listens to them. Everybody pays attention out of some sort of respect for our great-great-great-grandmothers. Well, ISIS doesn't really have the power that we think they do. I mean, we as in the public opinion, because it is something that's in our face so often, we start to exaggerate how much power they really have. And to clarify that, what I should say is, a splinter, if talked about ad nauseum, day after day after month may sound like you have a tubercular hip tumor, but it's just a splinter. You know, I'm not saying that ISIS is a splinter, but what I'm saying is that they are getting more attention than they may deserve. And that is on purpose. They have created that. That is part of the ISIS military strategy. You can kill someone anytime you want to in battle. You can, shoot them with a bullet or a bomb or an IED or a bomb vest or, you know, that's all fine. And, you know, we've heard it 1,000 times. We've got Irish car bomb drinks. It's not something that is so new to us anymore. We've heard it too much. We're desensitized. But knock over historic, irreplaceable treasures in a museum and beat on them with a $3 Craftsman sledgehammer, well, that'll piss us off. That'll get our attention. That'll get us to where, you know, them's fighting words. We don't, and it's intentional. ISIS and there are other organizations that have done this as well, but ISIS is really weaponizing the social media, the internet. They are weaponizing the PR campaign the way we typically don't see from terrorist organizations, Middle Eastern organizations. They're not stupid. You know, I mean, they're stupid, but they're not stupid. You know what I'm saying? So with that little bit of a dissection of ISIS, then we go back to President Obama. President Obama is now dealing with ISIS because it is his problem. It is something that the United States is dealing with right now. However, it is a reoccurring theme with the President of the United States, with President Obama, and with the Democrats since about, 2004, I guess? Thereabouts, maybe 2002, I guess. I'd say about 2004, really. 2004, 2005 is when the Bush bad campaign really kind of kicked in. That's when you started hearing anything and everything, you know, Bush bad and then blah, blah, blah. Bush bad, blah, blah, blah. Harry Reid did it. Harry Reid got into office in 2004 by simply saying, blah, 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 Bush bad, Bush bad, Bush bad. We remember those days, and we're still dealing with the radioactive fallout from the Bush years. Anybody, Condoleezza Rice would probably be a good president, former Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. But she can't because she's radioactive from the Bush administration. So here's a clip on what President Obama is trying to sell the American people now as far as the reason that he has to do that which he doesn't want to do. And let's remember, before we play the clip, let's remember that woven into his explanation of why America is getting involved in this, we have to remember that this is Iraq. And President Obama is the one who said, Iraq is a place where we be. It's difficult politically to explain why it is that, you know, Iraq now is different than Iraq then. But he's trying, and this is what it sounds like.
One of the biggest questions that I had was, how did they become so popular so fast? How did they get so many foreign fighters from America, from the UK, you know, from Scandinavia, from all over the world, go there, outstrip al-Qaeda almost overnight?
Yeah.
And so, A, how did they become so popular out of nowhere? And then, B, how do we stop them?
Two things. One is ISIL is a direct outgrowth of al-Qaeda in Iraq that grew out of our invasion, which is an example of unintended consequences, which is why we should generally aim before we shoot. We've got a 60-country coalition.
A 60-country coalition that is going to help dilute any of the blame that will surely follow, and it historically always follows in some sort of confrontation. This goes in phases. You have the first confrontation, and then suddenly You know, we'll say for now, the first confrontation is we're calling America getting involved with ISIL, ISIS, and there will be a time when suddenly the cameras will be shining onto and sending the images of caskets, American caskets, and those images will be sent to every home in America, and it will turn our opinion. It happened in Iraq. It happened to a certain degree in Afghanistan. In fact, it happened in Afghanistan. And it will happen with ISIS, ISIL, whatever President Obama wants to call it. There will be a time when he will be called into the spotlight and have to explain himself. And if he can say, look, 60 countries agreed with me, I didn't do this, it's just shooting before I aimed, then that helps him. And what he's doing right now is something that I think is utter, it's a dangerous intellectual form of cowardice to say that, well, this is just a mess that was left from some other guy. President Obama was the one that pulled the troops out. He was the one that said, we don't need to be there anymore. So why don't, at some point you have to own it. The President of the United States has got to own it. Isn't that what we've said many times? And this is going to get ugly. There's no question. This is going to get rabid and ugly and disgusting and painful and costly. And that's just how it goes. And this is the thing that makes me, all right, what I'm about to say makes me feel un-American. But it is, I think, the reasonable analysis of our military conflicts of late. And it is this. We will lose. Let me say that again. We will lose. We don't have the wherewithal, the intestinal fortitude, the testicular fortitude to stick with it. From a public relations standpoint, from a political standpoint, military is an entirely different thing. That's not even what I'm talking about or any of us are talking about. We point the American military anywhere and they'll go and take care of business. We know that. That's, the whole world knows that. The problem is, who's telling them what to do? And what I'm saying is that the President of the United States, in saying that this is not his problem, he didn't start this, this is just simply the beginning of chaos. He's preparing the ground politically so that when the caskets start rolling in, he can say, see, this wasn't my thing. See, I told you this was somebody else. See, I had to clean up after somebody else. Instead of saying, see, I told you, I see that it's a mistake of pulling the American troops out of Iraq. I see that the troop surge, remember that? The troop surge was actually showing, having an effect. And, you know, I wanted to erase it anyway. And after seeing that erasing the troop surge wasn't having a positive effect, in fact, probably was tearing apart Iraq, when he was going to pull the troops out of Afghanistan, notice what he did not do. Notice he responded to when he was told by the generals. He was told, this is not something we want to pull out under the timeline you have requested, sir. And don't advertise the timeline, by the way, sir. It's a strange world, filled with strange people. And we have got to get strange with it, to understand it, to know what it is. Be one with the strange on this very strange night, with this very strange voice of John Brislin, the Revelator. Stay right where you are, you.
Making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislin.com. johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you have student debt? We offer neither debt refinancing nor consolidation. What we offer is student debt obliteration. How? Freelancing your way out of debt. Become a freelancer on our site, Mohican.biz. Only those owing student debt and residing in the U.S. can register. Any company or individual can post jobs on the site. Furthermore, Mohican.biz strives to bring those individuals still carrying student loan debt together with those institutions who educated them, as well as those who provided the financing to make their education possible. Thus, we will promote our registered freelancers with banks, universities, and many other organizations, including the federal government. The idea is for these institutions to outsource work by posting jobs at Mohican.biz, to which our registered freelancers would then apply. Please visit Mohican.biz for more information. That's Mohican.biz.
Democrats do admit that when this bill went through the Senate Judiciary Committee and was approved by both Democrats and Republicans, they didn't read it fully.
You didn't read it fully. What, did you skim it to see if your name was mentioned?
We didn't know it was in the bill. You can blame it on staff, blame it on whoever you want to blame it on.
How about I blame not reading the bill on you? Senator Harry Reid, the guy in charge of Senate Democrats, whose last name is literally Reid. How did you not read this bill? It'd be like going to John Waters' house and finding out all of his plants are dead. John, why didn't you your last name them?
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
AllMechanicsList.com. Auto mechanic repair shops directory online and all auto mechanics repair services like general mechanic repair shops, transmission repair, body paint and collision, windshield repair and window, mobile car wash and detail, smog stations and repair, auto machine shops. The most incredible part of the service is that it's free. So log on and subscribe today or send them your info and they'll create your ad for you, including pictures and a Google map, or simply find the auto mechanic services that you'll need to repair or service your car. Call them at 844-217-1819. That's 702-217-1819 at allmechanicslist.com.
Are you looking for the next big app? Visit swapatas.com and download this amazingly fun-to-play app. Using the app, users can take photos, add messages, and send them to a controlled list of recipients. These sent photographs are converted into tasks. In order for your friend to see the photo and message, they must solve the task. That's swapatas.com. This free app is available right now on the App Store and Google Play. It's so fun, simple to use. It even works in any country. Swapatas.com puts the fun back into photo sharing.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show on this very bluesy, down-home, funky Las Vegas night. Looking out through the window at my beautiful Las Vegas, home of live music, home of live musician. Well, embrace the strange tonight, my people. Embrace that it is strange that there is no live music anymore in Las Vegas. Thank you. Thank you to Microsoft. Thank you, Microsoft, for ending the live music that is, that used to be my Vegas. And that right there, folks, is the sound of a segment or a piece of what the hell is John talking about? Now, that might be the new thing we're going to create, Clyde Barnett. We got the what the hell did Ozzy say? Remember that game? That was always fun. You hear, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. What the hell did Ozzy say? What did he say? Call in to 257-539. What the hell did Ozzy say? Remember, that was an awesome game. I don't even know what channel. That probably wasn't even our station. It was somebody else. That was the game. Well, now it's going to be what the hell did John Brislin, the Revelator, say? What was he talking about? What was the point of that? Well, the answer to that question is I don't flippin' know, because I'm in that kind of mood. I just don't know. I'm Jackson Pollock over here throwing the intellectual paint against the wall to just see where it lands. Where is it landing? It's just... there must be something crazy in the cough syrup, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, wasn't Jackson Pollock drunk when he did most of his paintings?
He was drunk? Oh, if I would have known that like 45 minutes ago, I would have gone totally authentic on this interpretation, on this impersonation of Jackson Pollock. Man, I would have totally done that. I got my ginseng iced tea here that's supposedly doing something. And you know what? My grandmother used to tell me that the hot toddy is what cures the sore throat, the cold. And you know what's in a hot toddy? Honey, I think a sugar cube, and bourbon, and then tea. And if you don't have the lemon juice, the sugar cube, the hot tea, it still works. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. World Citizen, line one, you are on with John.
Well, thanks for letting me on, John. Sounds like you got the blues, but...
Yeah, you know, just feeling it's got the not the blues, the flus.
Well, I think you were kind of talking about why Microsoft took away live music, period, in Las Vegas.
Well, I touched on that for a second, sure, but I'm always open to talk about that.
Well, no, I think it's kind of strange that you talk like that, because if there's any truth to it, then shame on them.
Oh, yeah, no, there is truth to it. Everything's recorded now. It is a real bragging point if your show actually has live music.
No more musicians union there, or what?
Not one that's strong enough to really do much about it. I think Smith Center is about the only place that still has live musicians, and I don't think that's all the time.
Isn't that something?
It's a shame. It's a damn shame. It truly is. There's a band called Lon Bronson and the All-Star Band that plays. They move around a lot. I followed them for about 20 years, and their main, you know, effort, their main thing, their reason for existence is to try to promote the idea of live music live music in Las Vegas. And, you know, it's going, you know.
Well, that just tells me that ASCAP won out.
Help me out. I'm tired. What's ASCAP?
Who knows who ASCAP is? That's the bunch of guys that go around and get money from people for playing other people's songs. And, you know, it used to happen a lot when they had jukeboxes. And ASCAP is something that pays all the royalties to the musicians.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar enough with that part of the world. But I get what you're saying. Sure.
Yeah, let me get on the Middle East thing here with Obama. You know,
we've only got about 45 seconds, but I'll tell you what. If you want to make your quick point, and then I'll hold John through the break, and we can continue.
I can finish it here in a couple of seconds. I mean, I'm just tired of everybody jumping on Obama, and it started with Rush Limbaugh saying, I hope he fails. Now, you know, it's been fail, fail, fail ever since the guy got in here, and absolutely nobody has done anything to help him out. You know, I mean, where is Hezbollah? Why don't we have Hezbollah in there as the ones going in there as helping ISIS or the old Palestinian Liberation Army and all them guys? Instead, we got all these new guys, John.
I'm not sure I follow you here.
Well, who is ISIS? You asked that question in the beginning.
Well, ISIS, I mean, according
to Hezbollah?
It's different than Hezbollah. They have a common interest, a common motivation, but they're a different organization.
Well,
it's
what about the group in
Libya? It's an extension, a new evolution of Al-Qaeda. What was the last thing?
Libya, the guys in Libya, they said they're joining up with ISIS. You got all these groups over in these different countries that say they're behind ISIS. And ISIS is supposed to be something left over from Al-Qaeda.
Well, it's the new version. It's like Al-Qaeda 2.0. You know what, World Citizen? I want to continue this. Can you do something for me and stay on with me with the break?
Sure.
Okay. This is the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. We are going to dig down deep into ISIS and what their raison d'etre is right after this. Stay right where you are, you.
You know I wouldn't have it any other way.
Thought you couldn't buy the ride you want because of past credit problems? Call 800-START-OVER for fast and easy approval to get you in the car, truck, or SUV you want right here in Vegas. 800-START-OVER has helped thousands of people get financed with little or no money down and affordable monthly payments even after bankruptcy, foreclosures, or repossessions. OAC. Call or click 1-800-START-OVER.com.
Leave the past behind. Call 1-800-START-OVER.
Coming up on the next Allen Stock Show.
Top realtors Rick and Terry Brankus will give us an overview of the housing market in Clark County.
Allen Stock, weekdays 5 to 8 on News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hey, Mitt Romney, 2-time Republican presidential candidate, is going to fight Evander Holyfield for charity. He's my age. He's going to fight Evander Holyfield for charity. And I hope they save some of that money for funeral expenses.
Mitt Romney has signed up to compete in a charity boxing match against former heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield. Romney v. Holyfield. Say what you will about Mitt Romney, but he never gets tired of losing to black guys. That's like his thing.
And it turns out they're already trying a bunch of nicknames to try to hype up the match. I mean, take a look at this. First, they considered Vanilla and Manila. Next up, they tried Lean and Mean versus L.L. Bean. Then there was Ebony versus Very Ivory. And finally, Mitt Romney loses to another black guy.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome back, my children. Welcome back, my children, to the John Brislin Show, the John the Revelator, the home of the revelation. I don't know what's going on tonight. I just am in a mood. And sharing that mood with me tonight out there in the Bay Area, San Francisco, is World Citizen. World Citizen, the man who said, who is helping Obama? Why does everybody want him to fail? What do you say, sir? Are you still with me?
Yes, I am. I don't know if that helping him is helping him to fail, though, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I've heard this ever since, I don't know, a long time, years upon years, that, oh, well, it's just mean and terrible that anybody like Rush Limbaugh, who might have gone over the line, he's done that a few times, but his essential point of we want President Obama to fail, if I had to guess what his thinking was, I would guess that it was saying someone who wants to create policies, to create laws that are contrary to what America is intended to be and to what Americans intend for their country to be, as far as the majority of Americans. Specifically, I can think of one that would be Obamacare that, on the whole, the majority of Americans did not support, but they crammed it through anyway. Well, if you have a president of the United States and a Senate and a House, remember those days, that was all Democrat, and they were trying to do something, they were trying to play a game with the country to create a healthcare system that nobody wanted. At least let's say, no, let me correct that, fine tune that. The majority of Americans did not want, and this is a country of majority rules, if that is what the president is trying to do, if that is the game that he is playing, then we, hell yes, want him to lose. Right? Isn't that reasonable? I'm not saying
I don't know that helping people to die, man, and wanting people to die.
No, don't pick apart like specific issues. I'm not saying I want him to die. Is that what it sounded like?
About, John?
What do you mean?
That's what you're talking about.
No. No, please. I'm not saying that.
For everybody, people are going to die.
Wait, are you saying that I want the president to die, or are you saying...
No, you want the American... Well, you've already said you're going to sound un-American tonight, so I guess, you know, you can't do any better than this, John.
No. Don't take my words apart here. When I said it's starting to sound un-American, what I'm talking about is our inability to stomach a protracted war. And that particular thought feels to me un-American because of the fact that I want to say America will win no matter what, but I have to face the music and face the fact that we don't have a record that backs that up.
You don't have a president that anybody wants to have anything to do with winning. I mean, nobody liked this Middle East war even when Bush was in control. They were sandbagging that guy, too.
No, hold on a minute now. Hold on a minute. Look, when Bush went into Iraq and when Bush went in to Afghanistan, let's remember our history.
Dragging their feet, man.
No. Hold on. They dragged. This went in phases. And when Bush went into Afghanistan and went into Iraq, it wasn't over the kicking and screaming of Harry Reid and his fellow Democrats. It was at the insistence of the American people that wanted to boot up the ass of whoever did this to us. What are you talking about?
It did not exist. It was called weapons of mass destruction.
The Americans were...
And there wasn't any.
Okay, tell me when you're done, because I don't want to be the guy that interrupts.
Oh,
but this is... No, I don't mean you. I'm interrupting you, and I don't want to be that guy because I'm getting excited here. So that's what I meant. Continue on, and then I'll make my point.
Well, at one time, it was all called Persia.
One time it was called Caesar. What are we talking about?
Well, we're dealing with the religion, though, John. You know, and that religion just doesn't seem to jive with anybody around here, it seems like. Now, everybody's unhappy with that religion.
Well, I think what we're unhappy with is, you know, 2,700 Americans being blown up. I think that's what we're unhappy with.
What, we're still talking about 9/11?
I thought you were talking about Bush and Iraq and Afghanistan and whether or not...
That brought it about pretty good, the 9/11 thing, but yet at the same time, it was weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, can I start there?
Yeah.
Okay. The weapons of mass destruction, let's not forget that this came in phases, and history doesn't happen all at once. After 9/11, there was an outcry, as you and I both remember, that we will send our boot up the backside, up the anus of anybody we think is possibly responsible. We demanded, forgive me, my cold's kicking in. We demanded as an American people that the president, as we would at any time of any president, we demanded that President Bush do something to react to this. So what did he do? He did what we know he did. This came in phases. As far as the weapons of mass destruction, in retrospect, in hindsight, we like to say, well, Bush bad, Bush stupid. He could – Clinton.
I heard that during the
– Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. The Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, all publicly said the likelihood of weapons of mass destruction in the hands of Saddam Hussein is likely, and it is the premier threat to the world as we know it. That is what that they were saying. Now, when all of a sudden, as I said, military conflicts go in phases, when all of a sudden the body bags start coming home, then we start to shake. It would shake anybody, and this is how war goes. People start shaking and saying, well, maybe this isn't such a good idea. You start having buyer's remorse. How much is this actually going to cost? And then the other facts come out. then all of a sudden you have political implications, because now you have a Harry Reid that, although he said he supported and backed George Bush, he actually was waiting for the opportunity that was coming along down the road, because he knows what I know, that war goes in phases. Everyone's excited at first, and then all of a sudden the body bag comes, and it's very easy for a Harry Reid to say, look, see, I told you so. Bush bad. Bush is making all the wrong decisions. And then the attacks start. And then the code pink starts. And everything that we saw completely attack George Bush. And then were there mistakes? Yes, there absolutely were. Were there different mistakes than there were with any other president? We will never know, because the other presidents didn't have the kind of news media exposure that the modern presidents have. This went in phases. Okay, so to say that, I'll stop there, but I disagree with you in almost 100%.
Well, when I said weapons of mass destruction, I was thinking of what was that guy's name that showed us the pictures of the trucks with the chemical labs on them? Colin Powell. You know?
Yes.
I mean, he was for sure that we knew where those trucks were at, and we were going to go in there and get them. It never happened. It never happened at all. And, like, I would just like to see everybody get on the same page and actually go in on a project together and see it succeed, instead of everybody trying to eat the other side, man. I mean.
Well, hold on a second. With Colin Powell, I'm confused. Are you saying that they were wrong, and that they knew they were wrong and they did something anyway, and that's, you know, as others have said, criminal? Or are you saying, I mean, clarify your point for me.
Well, when you're talking about body bags coming home.
Yeah.
And then you, in almost the same breath, you're talking about Code Pink. Now, that was a lady. Her son was a Marine, I believe, that was killed over there. That's what started Code Pink.
Right. And Code Pink, the major.
What was that lady's name?
I don't remember. That blonde, thin, I can picture. I don't remember her name.
Oh,
but one of
the
yes, one of the main points of Code Pink is that war is wrong at all costs. There is never a time where violence is the answer to any kind, or is any sort of resolution. And it is bovine feces. I'm sorry. You cannot live in a world where no one will ever attack you. They will attack you when they know you will not defend yourself.
Didn't she run against Nancy Pelosi and lose?
I remember there was something like that, but Cindy Sheehan, forgive me for
she's
this cold. Say, Cindy Sheehan is never anyone that I followed after she made her big, you know, hoorah thing about war.
Camp Casey, right?
Say again?
Camp Casey or something down by George Bush's house she opened up.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I've got to leave it there, my friend. I got to go to a quick break and wrap up. I'll give you 15 more seconds if you...
That's all right, man. You go take care of yourself, but play some more blues music. I love that deep voice of yours, man.
Yeah, well, thank you very much to the flu virus, because that's what's giving it to me tonight,
that's
buddy.
All right.
Good talking with you, my friend.
See you next week.
I don't mean to get so excited about it, the whole thing of the Iraq war and Afghanistan war. And yes, there were mistakes that were made. I understand that. I get that. But let's also remember that some things were done right. And there's a piece that I've always wondered about, and I don't have time to get to it right now. I'll get to it in just a couple of minutes. So in about 5 minutes, I'll explain my thoughts that I would like to believe that there are certain conditions in which the president of the United States would be heroic to the extreme, to where he would fall on the sword and allow his legacy and his presidency to be destroyed in order to protect America. And it's possible, improbable, but possible, that that is what's happening to George Bush. In about 5 minutes, we're going to go to a quick break right now, and in about 5 minutes, I'm going to explain the details of that. But first, I want to get to the phone calls. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. It's on the line right now. Next up, when we come back, is going to be Jack on the John Brislin Show. The phone number is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
John Brislin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion in gross bad manners.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
If you have an event coming up, I want to tell you how to make it extra special. Custom Tent Covers will customize a tent, banner, or table cover for your events. You need to let the talented folks at Custom Tent Covers create a custom design just for you. Their work is very cool and will draw people to your area in no time. Custom Tent Covers will incorporate your logos and company artwork into the design to create completely customized merchandise. All of their tent covers are proudly manufactured right here in the USA. Custom Tent Covers offer free mock-ups and there are no art setup charges. This is great for sports teams, festivals, corporate branding, trade shows, and so much more. With Custom Tent Covers, turnaround is always quick and their staff is very professional. Visit their website, CustomTentCovers.com. When you visit their site, take a look at their creations. You will be impressed. Or call them 855-TENT-COVER. CustomTentCovers.com.
And this week, President Obama was photographed wearing a large black electronic watch that many people believe is his fitness tracker. Then Obama's Secret Service agent said, "Hey, that's kind of like the thing I have to wear on my ankle." That's right, President Obama was photographed wearing a fitness tracker that features a GPS, heart monitor, and step counter. Yep, not to be outdone, Joe Biden was photographed wearing a necklace with his name, address, and allergies in case he gets lost. He gets lost sometimes, guys, and Hillary Clinton was actually inducted into the Irish America Hall of Fame yesterday. Hillary said she's very proud of her Irish heritage, or her Italian heritage, or her Asian heritage. Whatever it's going to take to seal the deal with you guys. I got to get into that Oval Office.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Lawyers. Pull up Google.com, type in lawyers are. The predictive search results might shock you. If your firm's website isn't working to dismantle these stereotypes, it isn't working. Enter Spectacle Marketing. We're legal website experts. Call us today at 844-SPECTECH or visit us online at createaspectacle.com. Again, that's 844-SPECTECH or visit us online at createaspectacle.com.
Ready to make the law of attraction work for you? Then you need to head over to successyouneed123.com right now to learn the secrets of how to attract wealth, happiness, and good health into your life. At successyouneed123.com, you'll gain access to some of the most powerful and easy-to-use visualization tools that will help you gain the success that you truly deserve. Again, that's successyouneed123.com.
If you have an event coming up, I want to tell you how to make it extra special. Custom Tent Covers will customize a tent, banner, or table cover for your events. You need to let the talented folks at Custom Tent Covers create a custom design just for you. Their work is very cool and will draw people to your area in no time. Custom Tent Covers will incorporate your logos and company artwork into the design to create completely customized merchandise. All of their tent covers are proudly manufactured right here in the USA. Custom Tent Covers offer free mock-ups and there are no art setup charges. This is great for sports teams, festivals, corporate branding, trade shows, and so much more. With Custom Tent Covers, turnaround is always quick and their staff is very professional. Visit their website, CustomTentCovers.com. When you visit their site, take a look at their creations. You will be impressed. Or call them 855-TENT-COVER. CustomTentCovers.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Oh, Dad calling. I wrote the book on the seven seas.
Shoulders and the head
Bob the Head. Tap the fingers, folks. Feel the blues. Feel the music in your soul. Let it move you. Of all the ugliness that is in the world, of all the hatred and disgusting and ugly, remember that there is some beauty, and that's why we are so drawn to the beautiful, and it is music like that. Oh, you know, I'm not a big fan of New Orleans. I'm really not. But Bourbon Street and O'Brien's and the Hurricane and the street performers. I'll tell you, the street performers that you get on Bourbon Street are just something else. That's the kind of thing I've always wanted to know. Could I just go and do anything that they would just line up there, and could I somehow join them, and I could be part of that New Orleans blues. I mean, I'm sure there's a fancy name for it, but it's just something else. If you haven't experienced what I'm talking about, you are missing out on one of the finer things that humankind, that mankind has ever created, and you should go check them out. Let's check out the phone lines. Producer Clyde Barnett, let's fire them up. Line 2, San Diego. Jack, you are on with John, my friend. What's the good word?
Well,
thank you for being patient,
view,
by the way.
ISIS is far more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda always operated out of the shadows, but ISIS operates pretty much in the open. They're trying to create an Islamic State. They've set up a caliphate, and they've structured their organization to fulfill Islamic prophecy. So they have millions of followers in the Middle East and all over the world, because the Muslims have immigrated to the United States and Canada and Australia and all of Europe. And so they have potential fighters everywhere. And
okay, well, let's be careful here. Jack, let me interrupt you for just a second there. I mean, I don't think that it's fair for you to say, and you can reword it if you want to after I say this, that to say, well, because the Muslims, people of the Islamic faith, have moved, have roved, have traveled to all corners of the globe, that they're terrorist fighters ready and waiting. I mean, this is let's remember that in the Islamic faith, this is a ridiculously small percentage of people that are the squeaky wheel getting the grease. They are these terrorists and terrorist groups like them are to Islam what the KKK was to Christianity. You can't say all Christians throughout the world are just waiting to lynch a black man. It doesn't make sense. But we have to be careful that we don't start to make the argument or start to say things that make it feel like that does make sense.
Well, you know, I guess time will tell, but they have a policy of total confrontation. And you're seeing terrorist attacks happen all over the world. And we'll see if it comes to the United States. But it certainly could turn us quickly into a police state. If you have to go, for example, through a security system to get into a mall like you would to board a flight, it would definitely impede our economy.
Well, I mean, we can look back at history and say that we've seen other countries that have gone through things like this. Israel's been in the news lately. Ireland had to deal with things like this with the IRA, and shoot, tons of countries around the world that had violence in their streets. And, you know, at some point you just say you roll on with life. I can't think of any example around the world that turned every little business into the security level of an airport. Can you?
Well, look, one of the reasons why ISIS got so powerful is because the Obama administration ignored them for a year. In fact, in the beginning, when they got started in Syria, mm-hmm. the CIA was actually assisting ISIS because they thought they were going to be instrumental in toppling Assad.
Right. And Assad was the target.
As usual, you know, the unintended consequences. But for everybody out there that thinks Obama's administration, his presidency, is a failure, I think you're looking at it through your own perspective. I think Obama probably thinks that his administration and his presidency has been a success.
Oh, I don't think that he's a failure. I disagree with what he accomplished.
Oh, no, I understand that, but he
hasn't failed.
What he set out to do. I mean, he's got his health care policy enacted.
He
got out of Iraq. He's getting out of Afghanistan, and he's closing down Gitmo.
Well, the last two are yet to be seen. I mean, there's, you know, I could say I'm in the process of climbing Everest, but we'll see if I get there.
Well, I think by time his presidency is over, he will have us out of Afghanistan and have Gitmo closed. And I think even part of his plan was to have this soured relationship with Israel, because I believe he's pro-Arab and he's not pro-Jew. So he's pretty much, from his eyes, from his viewpoint, I think he probably thinks, hey, I'm a big success. I've pretty much accomplished everything I set out to do.
You know, that's something that I should probably spend an entire show on, but just to spend one sentence on it, no matter what I think of the president, it seems to me that he is trying to find a balance in the Middle East, in lots of areas around the world, but let's just talk about his attempt at balance in the Middle East. And in order to do that, 90% of, probably 95 if I found a better number, 95% of the people there are Arab, with a small percentage of them that are Jews, that are Israelis. And you have to be very careful if you are trying to make the 95% buy into your plan for the future, as well as the 5%. You have to be very, very careful if that 5% will completely alienate the 95%. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think
so. It's a terrible dance.
I think Obama views the Arabs as people of color, and he views all people of color have historically been oppressed. So he sees that he's trying to bring equalization and liberation to the Middle East.
I agree with your assessment, except for the people of color part. I haven't seen any evidence that would support that specific thing, that if you were white, then he didn't agree with that. But I do agree that he is someone who is about the distribution of money and fairness and power and just about anything, whether or not you deserve the money or power. So I've got to leave it there, my friend. Thank you for being patient. Good talking with you. Hope we get a chance to do
yes,
it soon.
And I hope you get well soon.
Thank you, my friend. It's hopefully by next week. I'll kick this.
Although I do like the voice. It sounds more like the voice of a revelator.
It kind of does, doesn't it? All right, let's go to line three with Amelia. Oh, my friend, I've only got 15 seconds for you. Is that enough?
Yes, John. Let's take it easy. We don't have another hour to get all worked. The theme of your show tonight was live. Get back to live life. Live. Do it live. We're the only ones left.
That's right. You know what? Live music in Vegas, live radio, and live conversation. You and me. That's what it's all about.
All right.
I hope we get a chance to talk more next week, though. If you call in, you're the first in line.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for being patient, and thank you for spending part of your fine Saturday night with me, John the Revelator, John Brislin. You can find all the shows archived. Listen live right there on John Brislin Show.com, as well as you can check it out on Facebook and Twitter. And now, remember that America's advanced citizenship, you have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight, and I am producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, will be fighting for it every Saturday night on KDWN. Good night, America, wherever you are.
John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
AM 720, KDWN, Las Vegas, a Beasley Media Group station. News.
He aired in Israel with a 5-minute delay so Israelis could cut away from any moments where he appeared to be campaigning for re-election. So basically, Israelis had to wait 5 minutes to hear what their president was saying, or as Americans call that, watching Obama live. And so I guess every speech I make takes.
Majority of the Israeli people.
That's what Prime Minister Netanyahu was doing.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu should not have accepted this invitation.
This nation is currently involved in sensitive, ongoing negotiations with Iran.
Just last year, the Prime Minister said...
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeatedly referred to Congress as my friends. It was a move. It was a move that had many in Congress Googling the word friend, because they never hear it there.
And apparently the speech aired in Israel with a 5-minute delay so Israelis could cut away from any moments where he appeared to be campaigning for re-election. So basically Israelis had to wait 5 minutes to hear what their president was saying, or as Americans call that, watching Obama live. And so I guess every speech I make takes.
Majority of the Israeli people.
That's what what Prime Minister Netanyahu was doing.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu should not have accepted this invitation.
This nation is currently involved in sensitive, ongoing negotiations with Iran.
Just last year, the Prime Minister said. On the bottom? Yeah. No. Anyway.
Yeah, no, Prime Minister Netanyahu, even John Travolta was like, it's Benjamin Netanyahu.
Having a properly built website is critical to running your business. You need experts in the field who know not only how to build a great website, but also know how to drive traffic to it. I want to introduce you to Knowledge Solutions. Knowledge Solutions specializes in generating leads through search engine optimization. They also offer website development for WordPress, email blast, and pay-per-click campaigns using Google AdWords, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Knowledge Solutions delivers free leads from Google that generate sales and profits by applying state-of-the-art SEO services to your website. Visit their website, freegoogleleads.com. When you visit freegoogleleads.com, any business can get a free SEO audit report just by going to freegoogleleads.com or call them directly, 619-723-5208. Knowledge Solutions at freegoogleleads.com.
Yesterday, former Clinton aide John Podesta said that Hillary will highlight her differences with President Obama if she decides to run. The biggest difference, Hillary is still interested in being president. There's also reports that potential candidate Jeb Bush will release a decade's worth of tax returns to avoid comparisons to Mitt Romney. I mean, yeah, they're nothing alike. They're just both former governors from wealthy families whose parents gave them super weird names. It's like, hey, Jeb, hey, Mitt. Anyone seen Newt?
For the Democrats, all eyes are on Hillary Clinton. This week, she teased her supporters with this email entitled Announcement.
OMG, OMG. This is it, this is it. The least surprising surprise in the world is finally here. This delicate dance of seduction and denial has gone on for so long. I don't know if America can take another minute. Just make the announcement.
This email entitled Announcement that turned out to be a fundraising letter for Emily's foundation.
What the Did you just fly all your supporters down to Jamaica, get down on one knee in front of all of us, and then just pick up a quarter and walk away?
John Brislin. Listen Saturday night, The John Brislin Show.
John Brislin, the perfect face for radio.
Do you have documents that need to be notarized, such as a will, power of attorney, automobile ownership, transfer, mortuary form, deed, mortgage, loan signing, contract, or more? Well, now you may have any form or document signed legally and lawfully from your cell phone. Simply pick up your cell phone and type in www.notaryforrotary.com and connect with a certified notary as we look forward to assisting you with your notary needs. And we are available worldwide. Anywhere, anyone, anytime. You may have any document notarized now at www.notaryforrotary.com.
President Obama is being criticized, and I think this is unnecessary. Well, leave the guy alone. He's got 2 years left. Really? Who cares? Yeah. Honestly. nothing gets done. Here's what I like to point out. Remember when they shut down the government last year?
Yes.
Was anybody in this room affected by not having a government? No.
We always get excited about political news here. We get excited about the fact that a presidential election is coming up, and it's only like 50 months away.
tea.com with two amazing blends packed with goji berry, lemongrass, peppermint leaf, cassia seed, lotus pure leaf. Perfect for rejuvenation and relaxation. Or try the Slim Boost with the added kick of green tea that has been scientifically proven to boost the metabolism. Available in 14 and 28-day packets. Go to TrueMeTea.com or search TrueMeTea in Google and eBay to start the new you. Follow us on Twitter and join over 10,000 others. TrueMeTea.com. Be true to you.
Every woman loves nice jewelry, and jewelry that is handmade is extra special and unique. I want to tell you about Barbara's Bead Shop.com. At Barbara's Bead Shop.com, you will find a large assortment of beautiful handcrafted pieces that you will love. Whether it's red jade, pink jade, smoky quartz, amethyst, lapis, sponge coral, and so much more, Barbara's Bead Shop.com has what you are looking for. You can even mix and match and create your own sets. Barbara's Bead Shop.com carries designer beaded stretch bracelets that features a sophisticated look that looks great dressed up or dressed down. They strive to create top quality fashion jewelry that is both comfortable and looks great. The designers at Barbara's Bead Shop.com have a passion for every design they create, and each piece is handcrafted with the highest standards possible. Check out the amazing selection today at Barbara's Bead Shop.com. Also, free shipping on all orders, no minimum. Barbara's Bead Shop.com.
And did it not also raise a red flag in the West Wing that her personal email was, "Don't tell anyone about this account at secret.definitelynot.gov?
Aides say they tossed out Clinton's personal notes, like memos on her daughter's wedding.
I believe it is a sign that you have been in government too long when you write memos about your daughter's wedding.
Re the happiest day of your life. Your father and I look very forward to sharing the event with you. We love you very much. Dictated, not read.
Goodbye is an intensely powerful song describing high school graduation. That rite of passage every young person openly anticipates and every parent secretly dreads. There are very few musical numbers that specifically address this milestone, and none that do it with such honesty and passion as Goodbye. Written and performed by Mark Lewis. MarcusLewis.com today or iTunes to download the brand new graduation single titled Goodbye.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
John Brislin, not always right, but never wrong.
John Brislin, to be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
Seconds. Sixty seconds.